Today we continue our study in the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-21. 马太福音第六章第十九到二十一节。We study then the words of the Lord Jesus that we are doing systematically week by week. And if you wonder why we are studying this portion today, the reason is quite simple. It's because we have, in our systematic study, come to this particular passage today. And I would like to welcome any persons who are here for the first time, who are new in our midst. I hope you really do feel at home with us. 我们今天看马太福音第六章第十九至二十一节，原因就是我们每个礼拜有系统性的在研究主耶稣的教训。所以如果你今天想为什么我们今天看这段圣经，乃是因为我们每一个礼拜都是在看，有系统性的看研究主耶稣基督的教训。那么我们今天正好看到这段。The passage up to verse 18 we studied already before we studied the Lord's Prayer, as you may remember. And so we will come now to verse 19. 在前一段一直到十八节，我们已经在研究主导文之前已经研究过了，所以今天我们到十九节。我先用中文念十九节。是二十一节，马太福音第六章，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。We read Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consume,and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In these words, we will have to examine some very important things that the Lord Jesus says to us, and very appropriately at Christmas, when we have become very accustomed to the whole commercialized thing of Christmas. It's all things, it's all presents.And everywhere the department stores and the shops are screaming at us, telling us what a marvelous bargain they have right now. All kinds of sales are trying to tempt the money out of our pockets. So by the time we have finished with that, I guess there isn't very much left that we can store up. At least not in the way of money. Maybe in the way of things that you don't particularly need anyway. And can keep till next Christmas. Okay. I'm so carried away already in the Word of God. So we have to look into these words where Jesus says to us, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. 我们今天研究的一段话语就是主耶稣这里所说的，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，特别在圣诞的时候。我们今天的圣诞节已经成为商人的这种天地啊，他们在这个时候整天就是要卖什么东西卖给我们，到最后你可以说我走完了那些个商店了，说记载钱财已经是没有钱财可以记载了，直接他们我口袋里的钱财都给他们这个拿掉了，但是可能我说寄存下来的一大堆那些个礼物啊，不知道能够用还是不能够用，反正是那边了或者买来的东西觉得廉价买来，结果很多年之后发现还在那儿，根本一点用处也没有，但是当初呢觉得很值得买，值得把它藏起来，或者有一天呢可以用，这是我们平常的思想。
耶稣今天你跟我们讲，无论是钱，无论是财宝，不要把这些个呢，这些个东西呢积攒起来。
At this point, we want to examine this in some detail because it's going to be very important for our life. Because what Jesus is doing here is that he is presenting our faith with a powerful challenge.
耶稣在这里呢，向我们的信心做一个很大的挑战。我们继续研究下去，看看是什么样一种挑战。
You see, the reason why we store things up, why we store up money, why we store up property, is for the sake of security. And anyone who wants to serve God, but is concerned about securing his future, I can tell you right now, dear brother and sister, you are no use to God at all. Because your faith does not meet the challenge.You are no use to God. You can forget about serving God. Because such people are just no use in God's work. The Lord Jesus is in this passage going to put us, face us with a tremendous challenge to our faith. And as we go on, I think you will begin to see what the Lord Jesus means.
在这里主耶稣呢，就是给我们的信心这种挑战，看看我们面对物质生活的问题的时候，对上帝还有没有信心。我们平常坐在教堂里面，坐在一个聚会所里面，很容易说我相信神，我相信耶稣，何为信？这个信的意思是什么呢？但是主耶稣现在就是要查看我们的信心到底是不是一个真实的信心。他用我们日常生活的一个问题，日常生活的大问题，来照一下这个属灵的 X 光啊，看看我们的信心到底是怎么样。很多人说愿意侍奉主，但是他们对将来的生活呢，觉得有种不稳定，觉得先呢，等我呢寄了很多钱的时候，或者寄了起码有几千块钱可以放在银行的时候，那个时候我来出来侍奉主。你怎么知道两千块钱够啊，或者四千块钱才够嘛？那四千块或者还不够，或者一万两千块才够。一万两千块那么可以用多久呢？可能也不够我一家人用，那我单身汉就没有问题了。人一多了，家里面有几口的时候，那就不行了。那么再多寄一些钱，那你寄到什么时候才够呢？我跟这种弟兄姐妹说，你已经在主耶稣信心的挑战里面已经失败了。像这样的人上帝不要用，你不要说你要侍奉主，因为主不要用，你根本没有一个信心来侍奉主，怎么样来为主做工呢？根本经不起他属灵的挑战，已经不及格了，在属灵的考试上不能及格。
Let us divide this now into a number of points for our spiritual study and consideration. The first is this. The Lord Jesus tells us a point whichTo any thinking person must be exceedingly obvious. He says to us, the reason we should not store up treasure on earth, but rather store it up in heaven, is simply this, that earthly treasure is transitory. Earthly treasure is corruptible and it is vulnerable. Corruptible, that is, moth and rust do attack it and destroy it.As many times mentioned, look at your beautiful car outside there. See how shiny it is? And within a year or two, the salt, the rust, the water will have done its work, and you'll have great, big, rusty holes in the side of it. No matter what you do with it, how you fight against it, the rust will win. The day is just a matter of time. If not the rust, then it will just wear out.It is vulnerable because the thieves, the robbers are there waiting, like vultures to descend upon it. Last year, shortly before we left England, there was in the newspaper a great flash of a story. And that was that a bunch of very skilled robbers
had gotten down into the American Express vaults in London. These underground vaults, secured with all kinds of electronic safety devices. Oh, we have clever cooks in these days who know a lot about electronics, you know. You've got electronics men trying to prevent people stealing your stuff, and you've got electronics men trying to get in and steal your stuff. And in the battle of the minds, all too often it's the crooks that win. Well, what these crooks did in London was that they hired a flat neatly positioned next door to the American Express. And there's no law against hiring rooms next door to the American Express. And from there, they went through the floor and down into the vault, sideways and into American Express safe. They disarmed all the electronic devices, and they made off with nobody knows how many millions, because as you know, safety boxes are entirely confidential. Not even the bank knows what's inside the safety box. We only knew when some reporters asked some of these desperate people, what did you lose? Well, what they cared to tell us, if they were not afraid the tax man going after them, was already staggering. One lady said she had lost £250,000 in deposits of diamonds, jewelry, gold, whatever it was she had inside there. £250,000 at that time was over $500,000, $500,000. All her savings, all her riches was put into this, what she thought was absolutely safe. Down there underground, even the bombs came down wouldn't have hit it. Who knows, the crooks got in. Exactly as it says, they dug a hole and got inside, exactly using the words that Jesus had done. They dug their way right through the wall and made off with all the valuables. To this day, as far as I know, these people were in court. And what is more, the reporter made a point of asking some of them, were your valuables insured? And of course, in most cases, they were not insured because they thought that the bank vault was very safe. No crook can get in there, but they did. So the riches in this world, always remember, are vulnerable and they are corruptible. One way or the other, you're going to lose them. And if you don't lose them in one of these two ways, then when you die, you are not going to take one single cent with you. As the Bible says, naked I came into this world and naked I go out. I take absolutely nothing. So you put in peace,就是因为这些物质的东西都是会朽坏的，不是强盗强就本身就过一个时期，你看你外面那漂亮的车子停在那边啊，但是过一两年呢，怎么样呢？这个锈啊，就吃的那个铁皮里面一个大窟窿，或者呢机器抛锚了，开不动了。 总之呢，过一两年呢，那个车子也没有多少价值了。那么还有呢，你记下来的东西呢，有别人对你的东西觉得很有兴趣，特别是强盗啊，这些个小偷大偷，他们对你的东西都很有兴趣啊。所以在伦敦呢，去年我们离开英国之前，就看到报纸里面有大新闻呢，有无线电上都有。 原来呢，这个American Express 他们有个地下库啊，藏着你连那个些财宝都藏在里面。这里面呢，你可以这个保险箱放在里面呢，好像就非常稳固。外面就有各种各样的电器的东西设备啊，避免这种贼来偷你的东西。谁知啊，那些个贼对电器也相当有了解，并且他们想了很好的办法，他们就到隔壁的那个银行隔壁租了一间房间。 从那儿呢，他们就钻那个窟窿，钻到地下里面去。从这儿呢，再旁边钻过去，在银行的墙里面呢，挖了一个大窟窿，正是耶稣这里所讲的，挖了个窟窿跑进去，把人家的保险箱里面宝贵的东西全部都偷掉。那么当然，连银行自己不知道偷掉的有多少，因为很多人放东西在保险箱里面，完全是他们个人知道，别人也不知道。但是我看新闻记者呢问了几个人，说你损失多少呢？那么我们从这里面已经算出来，这个是成万、成几十万损失掉的。 因为才有钱人放了很多钱在里面了，是吧？那么有一位太太说，我的东西在里面呢，珠宝啊，这个金刚钻啊，银子、金子了什么放在里面呢，价值大概有这个怎么讲啊，225万金镑，这个等于50万，那个时候50万美金啊，那是很可观的一笔款子。那么那个记者说，你这个钱有这个财宝有没有保险呢？他说没有保险，所以完全都送掉了，完全没有了。医生所记下来的，或者别人或者父亲祖父那边所承受到的东西全部都送掉了，没有了。世界上的财宝都是如此。 It makes me think of another interesting incident that every time I think about it I can't help smiling. It was an incident that my father told me aboutIn the war years in China, in war years, if you don't get robbed, then the enemy soldiers might do the job for you. And there was this gentleman who decided on a very clever way to carry his fortune around with him, such fortune as he had. And this fortune he reduced to a number of small gold bars. It's very easy to carry in gold bars. And having done so, he thought of a brilliant idea. At least he thought it was brilliant.He bought himself a bamboo walking stick. Now, bamboo is hollow inside, is it? So all you have to do is to use the hollow inside there and stuff your gold bars in, making sure, of course, it's well wrapped so there's no sound when you shake it. And he stuffed those gold bars into his walking stick. Now, nobody wants to steal a bamboo walking stick. It's worth nothing. Nobody wants to steal that. And he thought, this is a brilliant idea, you see.You put it in your coat, somebody might steal your coat, but who wants a walking stick? Especially a cheap-looking bamboo walking stick, nobody wants. So he stuffed them in the walking stick, and there he went. And then at one stage, he came into a Japanese checkpoint, and he had to line up for this Japanese checkpoint there. And of course, some people got a little bit unruly in the queue, you see. So the Japanese officer coming around, noticing these people,looked, of course, for the nearest stick that he could get hold of with which to beat these people into line. And there he saw this bamboo stick, so he just grabbed the bamboo stick and went off beating the people into line. Well, you can imagine, of course, that this good man saw the last of his walking stick and all his gold as well, which was stuck inside the stick. So it is with earthly treasure. No matter how secure you thought it was, it still disappears. 讲到这些个世界财宝这种过渡性啊，使我想起我父亲跟我讲的一件事情，我每次想到也觉得很好笑。当然对那个人就不好笑了，对我好笑。就是因为他呢，他呢把他所有的财宝呢化成几个这个金条啊，然后他就觉得这金条小，也容易带在身边。但是呢，带在衣服里面也有危险了，等会你那个大衣给人家偷掉也讨厌啊。那么另外又怕那个日本人抄你的身体啊，看看你身上带一些什么东西呢，把这个金球给他们拿去了，那也不是个办法。那再想来想去，就想到一个好办法了，买一个竹棍啊。那竹棍这个几毛钱，没有人要偷你根竹棍，那这个很好。那竹棍里面是空的啊，这里面呢，你把那个金球啊塞在里面。那么包了呢，拿一件布包在里面，当然你摇起来就没有声音了。那么塞满了布呢，那个金条一个一个放进去，那就多好啊，那一定不会有问题了，没有人偷的。好了，那么他就离开他那个地方了，那么到另外一个地方去，正好碰到一些日本兵啊，要看每个人的身份证啊。那什么一搞呢，这停着他就查，不要查什么人找什么人，那么一些长排人在那儿等了信息了，就有点吵有点闹了，或者打架了什么东西。那日本军官就好讨厌了，跑过来呢，看这些个人呢，就找一根棍子来打他们。哼，正迅速看到那个人拿一根棍子就抓过来，抓了那个棍子就走掉了，在那儿打人去了。但那个棍子从来没有再看见，里面的银条呢，这个金条呢全部送掉了，没有了。 所以这样一来，当然那个棍子不知道扔到什么地方去了，可能人家拿看到这个棍子还到今天还不知道里面有金子在里面啊。反正呢，所以呢，这世界的财宝都是如此。主要是说不要把你的财宝放在地上，放到什么地方去呢？就放在天上。嘿，你上天上什么呢？我怎么把这个钱送上去啊？是怎么搞法的呢？大家放在天上财宝就没有危险了。没有人能够偷，那里也不会朽坏。所以主耶稣呢，第一点在这个教训里面警告我们：你把所有你的财宝放在地上，那么来世里面你就穷了，因为你连一个便士，一个 cent 中文是怎么讲？我只是知道便士的。那么这一分钱好了，一分钱呢，带不能带到另外一个世界去，这样一来你就非常非常穷了。到第二点，主耶稣这里讲的就是说，你的财宝在什么地方呢？当然你的心在那儿。你想这个你的财宝在那根棍子里面，你整天就挂着那根棍子啊，你睡觉的时候就抓着那个棍子啊，就这个醒过来还抓着那个棍子，你到什么地方就抓着那个棍子，你财宝在什么地方，你的心在那儿什么地方，这个东西真是好不容易啊。所以你的财宝放在那个地下，在那个保险箱里面，你的思想你的心呢就在那个地下里面去了，在那个地下保险箱去了啊。So where your heart is, the second point we see is this, Jesus says, then where your treasure is, there will your heart be. So if your treasure is in that stick, then your heart is going to be in that stick the whole time. You're going to sleep with that stick and walk with that stick and dream about that stick the whole day. You have to hold on to that stick. Oh, what a terrible stick that is to have around in the end. And so if you have your treasures down in the underground vault, then your whole being is going to be underground. Maybe it's better to put it upstairs, at least then your mind goes upward than downward. Maybe the direction is important. But in any case, it seems always to be more secure underground than above the ground. Those treasures have a way of going downwards and bringing you downward as well. Now the third point the Lord Jesus says here is this. You cannot serve two masters. What two masters? Well,we are going there briefly to verse 24, where Jesus says you cannot serve two masters. You see, we saw that where your heart is, that thing is going to be your master. It's going to consume your attention, your energy, your time, your devotion. You think how devoted that man is to that stick, you try to imagine that. Can you imagine you had your gold bars in that stick, you'll be devoted to that stick the whole time. So other people will be wondering, what's special about this bamboo stick, looking around it, but you are devoted to that stick.And so in the same way, you find that becomes your master. Whatever occupies your attention, your energy, your time, that's your master. And where your treasure is, that's going to become your master. But we have here another question briefly to ask, fourthly is this. How to have treasure in heaven? 我们要问的第四点就是我们刚才第三点就是主耶稣说你们不能侍奉两个主人啊，你不然呢你的心就分散，这是没有办法的。那什么是主人呢？凡是你所爱的东西，你的心在什么地方，你在什么的事情上花出你的精神，你的时间，这些个东西，你所爱惜的东西，那就成为你的主人了，是不是？所以这个人的主人就成为他那根棍子，那金子的棍子啊。没想到这个棍子，他的时间他的精神整天就花在这个上面了，他要保护这个棍子，他要小心这个棍子，他要看他应该怎么用这个棍子，或者这个棍子怎么样利用他了到最后。所以我们看见了我们的心思意念在什么地方，我们的精神用在什么地方，我们就是侍奉那个东西，那个东西就成为我们的主人了。但是第四点问题就是说我们的财宝啊，在天上的财宝怎么样可以得到， How do we get this treasure in heaven? The Bible tells us very plainly we are not left in any darkness in any doubt about this. In Luke chapter 18 verse 22 the Lord Jesus says to the rich young ruler, take what you have and dispose it off to the poor and then you will have riches in heaven. Aha, now we know how we get riches in heaven.The way to have riches in heaven is to take what you have and supply it to the needy person. In doing so, you are giving to the Lord, the Old Testament tells us. He who gives to the poor is giving to the Lord. Give to the brother and sister who is in need. Why do you store up what you don't need when he is going in want? You have too much and he has too little. You say, well, that's life in the world. But Jesus says, that's not life in the church. The church is not going to be like this. The church must be a place in which nobody has want, that my excess will supply the needs of someone who does not have enough. This is the principle. And here we begin to see where the challenge of faith is. Faith involves obedience to God, and God commands us to love one another. It's so easy to say, I love my brother and my sister. We think that love means that I put on a smile for him and I shake his hand. That's loving him. But the Bible tells us that's not loving him. A non-Christian also smiles and shakes your hand. Loving him means being concerned about his needs. So the Lord Jesus tells us in Luke chapter 18, verse 22, he says, you want to have treasure in heaven, I'll tell you how you get it. You take your surplus and your excess and you convert it to help somebody in need. Your brother and your sister. If your brother and sister doesn't have any need, if nobody in the church has any need, then help the non-Christian outside. He also is in need. He also is deserving of your help. We don't love only fellow Christians. We love anyone who is in need. That is the scriptural teaching, including our enemy. That is the way you have treasure in heaven. Do you see what I mean by the test of faith? When the Lord Jesus tests our faith, he says, you think it's easy to obey my teaching? You think that to get to heaven is an easy business? Well, I'm going to tell you now. This is what I require you to do. I'm going to see whether you really have faith or not, whether you are prepared to obey my word or not.
我们怎么样天上才有财宝呢？主耶稣在路加福音第十八章第二十二节讲得很清楚。 在那里呢，他就跟那个富有的青年人跟他讲了，你要有天上的财宝呢，是这样做，你现在你的财富呢，来用这个财富来救济穷人，你救济他们的时候，你那个财宝就成为天上的财宝了，地上的财宝变成天上的财宝。我刚才说这个是对我们那个信心的挑战，是不是？ 你想是不是一个挑战？你说，哎呀，他的问题怎么是成为我的问题啊？他的困难怎么要我来救济他呢？我又不是他的父亲、母亲、哥哥、姐妹啊！你不是吗？主耶稣跟我讲，就跟我们讲，你是我的信徒，你是我的门徒，你们要彼此相爱。 什么叫做彼此相爱呢？礼拜天到教会里面来，你跟我笑笑，我跟你笑笑，这个叫做彼此相爱了。那这个飞机的图也会彼此笑笑，也会这样猜猜手，这个他们都会做啊。那么你基督徒跟飞机的图不同的地方在什么呢？在什么地方呢？主耶稣跟我们讲，在这个《真言》保罗里经跟我们讲，你们彼此相爱，怎么样呢？连敌人都爱。 这是信心的挑战。你们以为得救容易，上天堂容易。只要说一口我信耶稣就可以了，上天堂了。这种肤浅的教训，我在圣经里面找不到。主耶稣时时的观察我们的信心，试验我们的信心。啊，那么用他这个挑战来看看，你说你信我吗？我倒要看看，我看看怎么样看法呢？ 你爱钱财不爱钱财，我这里就看得到了。你说你不爱钱财吗？那你多余的钱你放在银行里面，你的弟兄姐妹钱财不够，啊，上学也不够钱，肚子里面吃饭的这个肚子饿，吃饭也不够，但是你不肯救济他，你说你爱他，这个成为什么道理呢？怪不得世界上的人看见我们基督徒常是嗤笑我们，说你们这帮假冒伪善的人。 就说的不错，有道理，真是假冒为善，彼此笑笑，啊，就说这是彼此相爱，成为什么道理？难道主耶稣的教训是这么肤浅的一件东西吗？这么一件肤浅的事情？So Jesus tests our faith. He puts our faith to the test. You think going to heaven is easy? Getting eternal life is easy? Being saved is easy? Being Jesus' disciple is easy? All we have to say is, I believe in Jesus. Oh no, Jesus is not superficial. If Christians are superficial, preachers are superficial, but Jesus is never superficial. We can thank God for that. He looks at us and he says, you say you have faith in me? All right, go out and love your brother. You say, hey, how do I do this? He says, do you see that he needs a pair of shoes? Get him, buy him a pair of shoes. He says, hey, since when is his problem my problem? Since when have I been my brother's keeper? The problem is, when we say love one another, it means exactly this, that we become our brother's keeper. His need is my problem. That's what loving one another means, if it has any meaning at all. And you say, well, no, this business of becoming a Christian is getting too expensive. I mean, I have to buy his shoes for him. Huh? No. But that's the practical nature of Jesus' teaching. But you want treasure in heaven? Then don't say Jesus didn't tell you how to get it. He's told you. Maybe you don't like the way, but that's the way he told you. 所以主耶稣呢，在这里跟我们讲，怎么样把地上的财宝变成天上的财宝。 以后再说我这个方法我不欢喜，这不欢喜是你的事情。主耶稣没有跟你讲清楚怎么样把地上的财宝变为天上的财宝，他跟我们讲的非常清楚。你不欢喜的原因，就是因为你不欢喜他的教训，是不是？ Now at this point, I want to examine in some depth a number of questions, which are very important. In order not to be in any way superficial, and it's very important to understand the teaching of the Lord Jesus correctly. Have we understood the words of Jesus correctly here? Does Jesus mean what he says? When he says, don't store up treasure on earth, does he mean what he says or not? Well, when did Jesus ever not mean what he says? When Jesus says, don't store up treasure, is there any other way to understand it? Could you tell me, is there another way to understand his words? I can see. Can you think of another idea? I would be interested if you could tell me. When it says storing, not to store up treasure on earth means something different. Maybe it means to store up a little bit of treasure on earth. You see, we don't want to face the full force of Jesus' words. It makes us uncomfortable, doesn't it? The responsibility of the preacher is to tell you what Jesus said. I have not skipped this passage because I know it's going to make many people uncomfortable. I thought, well, it's Christmas, you know, we don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. Let's move to the next passage. No, we have to look at Jesus' teaching and face it honestly. It speaks to me as much as it speaks to you. 主耶稣这里所讲的话，不要为自己记载财宝在地上。 这个意思有没有别的意思呢? 我们对这主耶稣的教训有没有个准确的了解呢? 我们能不能够说这里或者不是这个意思, 有其他的意思在里面? 那么我就请教你跟我讲一下, 这个其他的意思是什么呢? 我们往往呢就看到主耶稣里面的教训, 是我们不愿意接受的事情, 我们就想办法把它推开。 很多讲道人呢，讲到这个地方就觉得，哎呀，算了，这个不要讲了。我请问你们大家，你们听到这些年来，有没有听到一次讲道的时间完全花在这句话的上面？恐怕没有吧。因为什么呢？传道人也不愿意讲得罪别人的话，这句话就很难接受。地上不要记载财宝，怎么样可以做得到呢？ 这是不是实际的问题呢？这个或者在当初的社会里面可以做。那么当初的社会跟我们的社会有什么不同呢？他们的困难不是跟我们的困难一样，他们的需要不是跟我们的需要一样吗？所以怎么样想来想去，这个意思说的主耶稣的话语说的怎么清楚，怎么简单，没有别的意思可以想得出来。 所以我们就算要逃避这句话，也没有办法来逃避。But then we must ask the next question, and it is this. What constitutes storing? If you are going to face me with a spiritual challenge, I am willing to face the challenge. But what is meant by storing? Now, storing means, of course, putting something in the safe that we have already mentioned. I think that is not very difficult to understand. But what constitutes storing? Storing is that part of our income that we don't really need. That part of our possessions that we don't need. You can store what you don't need. You cannot store what you need. What you need, you have to use. You store only that section of your income that you don't need. Supposing you get $3,000 a month, to use an illustration. And you only need for the whole month's supply of all your paying your electric bills or gas bills and telephone bills, whatever bills, and you only need to use $1,000. You have a surplus of $2,000. That surplus of $2,000 is what you can store. You don't need that money. That is your economic fat, if you like. Stored away, you don't have to use it. So there is no question about anything difficult here to understand what Jesus means by storing. But you may say, well, what I don't need today does not mean that I may not need tomorrow. That is to say, okay, my needs for this month are met, and next month are met, but maybe one day I'm going to be sick. And you've got to be practical. When I am sick, I may face the doctor's bill of $2,000 or $5,000, and I've got to find the money from somewhere. So I've got to store it up for a rainy day. You see, here we try to get around the Lord's teaching. But that is storing up, is it not? And Jesus, whether we like it or not, says you have to use what you need now, but you do not store up. Because storing up, by very definition, is for the future. Of course you don't need that $2,000 now, but you store it up for the future. But storing up is always for the future. Since when did you store up something for today? The very definition of storing up is for the future. And it is precisely this that the Jesus does not allow. Is it not so? Is it not very plain? Now that is where I said is the challenge of faith. It cuts at the very foundation of our faith. It leaves us insecure. You see, what we store is what was our security. In fact, the English word security means what we have stored up for the future. And God takes away our security. You've got no security. Doesn't that make you feel uncomfortable? You've got no security left. Now, how do you think about it? Do you think Jesus' teaching is impractical now? You see, what do you think? Maybe Jesus is healthy, he never gets sick, he never needs a doctor. I am sick. I get sick, I need a doctor. You see, I've got to store up something for the rainy day. Well, you please yourself. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. I'm not telling you what I say. What is my opinion is of no value. But look at Jesus' words. He faces us with the future and with the challenge of faith that removes all our earthly security. Is that not so? Is it not very plain, brothers and sisters? He does not allow us to trust in any earthly security. He leaves us only in this challenge of faith that we become totally dependent on God. If you become sick, Jesus is saying to you, you are going to be dependent on God. No securities to fall back on. Does your faith stand up to that? Are you willing to cope with that? You say you have faith, then Jesus wants to look at it. How is that for a test? It tests. These words of Jesus test you at the point where it's painful, isn't it? You say, why did I come today to this church and I listened to this message? I was feeling so happy until now, and now you take all my security away. Well, brothers and sisters, I do apologize, but I am not the one that is saying all this. I am telling you, and you can examine for yourself, if this is not what Jesus is saying, not me. Well, 我们在这里面要仔细研究一两个问题。这个问题就是第一，什么叫做避财财物？ 这个问题我们也是记载，我们也必须要清楚是什么叫孝，叫做记载。啊，这主耶稣里面跟我们讲的非常清楚，所以我们必须要一一仔细的观察一下。其实记载的意思，我们每一个人应该觉得很显明。 我们不能避财，我们所不能不需我们所需要用的东西，就是说你有一块面包或者一碗饭，你不能说我这碗饭呢留在这儿不吃，如果你现在需要的时候你就必须要用掉，你需要用这碗饭的时候，当然你就没有办法把它寄存在别的地方去了。只有你不需要用的东西你可以寄存，你需要用的东西就没有办法寄存。所以譬如说你一个月的薪水就是说是3000块钱啊，当然这个是远远超过我的梦想里面所能够得到的，但是我就做个例子而已，这样讲。所以说你得到3000块钱啊，但是你这个月里面所能够需要用的就1000块钱，那你藏下来有2000块钱，剩下2000块钱，这个你就可以放到银行里面寄存在那儿了，是不是？这个就是寄存了，是寄财，因为你这2000块钱你不需要用，这成为好像身体上的脂肪不需要用的一部分。那么你说，当然我寄存这个东西有道理啊，不是没有道理。有一天我生病要用几千块钱呢，我这个没有寄存的钱，我哪里找钱来付医生的他的这个费用呢？但是就是这里主耶稣给我们的信心的挑战。你如果不相信神，当然你从来做不到。你说这个是愚蠢的，这不是理智的，这是胡说八道。对呀，对，信心就是胡说八道。在人的眼光里面来说，这种信心依靠上帝，这真是胡说八道，这没有道理，不属于理智的行为。这个人，主耶稣跟我们讲，完全信靠上帝。主耶稣的挑战是这样，你信服我的话语，我担保供应你的需要，这是我的挑战。你说这个，我这个担保我不敢接受，我觉得理智的方法对了，我呢把这个钱寄存在那里，到需要的时候我就可以拿出来，这才是理智。好了，这是人的理智，但是这里就没有信心了。主耶稣的教训就是这样。那么你说，哎呀，我今天跑到这里高高兴兴的，你跟我讲这道话啊，把我所有的这个讲的我真很不舒服啊。你跟我讲主耶稣说我不可以寄存钱财，这个我就不想做了，办不到。那么你想不想做是你的事情，我的责任说传道是把神的话语讲解给你听，你怎么样做是你与主的关系，不是跟我的关系。生命的话语必须要讲清楚，无论得到人的喜悦不得到人的喜悦是另外一个问题。如果我们做传福音的人，很多就是讨人家欢喜的时候，为了一个饭碗的时候，这种人还是不要传福音了，他们已经根本上没有信心。 So here Jesus puts our faith to the solid test. We want to store up for our security. Jesus says, I don't allow you to have security. Your security is going to be me. I am your security. Am I good enough? If you don't trust me in this life,How can you trust me for eternity? You don't trust me for a bowl of rice or for your physical needs, your medical needs. How do you know I am reliable when it comes to the matter of eternal life? Have you ever thought about that? How do you know Jesus' word is true, that you are going to have eternal life? How do you know? You don't know. Because you don't know whom you have believed. But if you know whom you have believed,If you trust him for eternity, you don't trust him for the few years of your life on earth. Now there you can see why the non-Christian says to you, hypocrite. You say you believe in God. I guarantee you don't believe in God. And they are right. You dare not trust him for the few years of your life, but you trust him for eternity? Oh, no, no. Now you see what I mean, the challenge of faith. Jesus turns on his spiritualX-rays and looks into your life and he sees whether you believe in him or not. 我们说我们相信上帝给我们永生，为我们永久的福利来保护我们，来照顾我们，真是假冒为善。你今生的需要已经不相信主能够供应你，你相信永世的需要他会供应你吗？ 你怎么知道他的话语是信实的？你怎么知道？你怎么知道你得到永生？你怎么知道你会到天堂去？你怎么知道有个天堂可以去？就不知道了。为什么不知道？你不知道，因为你不知道你相信的是谁，他可靠不可靠？你愿意试一下他可靠吗？他不能供给你粮食的需要、肉体的需要，才能够供应你永久的需要吗？所以今天的教会里面，真正认识他们所信的是谁，有几个基督徒在教会里面有这种信心呢？